Perakei Pasuk Yudal, the Pasha of Nasa, the Pasha of Sota. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yamatu alehem, Ish ish ki siste ishto, umalo v'omoal. The language of ki siste ishto. What's the translation of that? Siste, notice how it's spelled. Sin tes hei. So Rashi, yes, the word sota here again, the samach and the sin undergo metathesis. The two letters are used interchangeably. Rashi comments over here, quotes from a well-known chazal. The chazal say, Ein ha-menafim no'afim ha-chitonis b'em ruach shtus. In order for a person to commit such an act, in general, ni'uf, adultery, can only be founded upon a ruach shtus. And the word sister means to deviate from the course. What course, says Rashi? Take me darkei atznius, from the course of being tzanua. So the pasuk says, ish ish ki siste ishto, umal o b'umal. I'm just reading the psukim just in general. I have no time now to focus on each one of them. B'shachab ish osa shichvazera, b'ne'elam eine isha, b'nistura b'nidma. We're talking about a woman who's closeted with another man, a married woman, what's called kinui and stira. V'nistura b'hinidma, v'eidin ba b'hilam nisbasa. And the halacha is that if there would be an aid who would witness that which happened, certainly the entire Pasha Mesota would not be relevant. V'avar alav ruach kina v'kini asishto b'hinidma. And the husband, in effect, warned his wife, don't closet yourself, don't be misyache with X, whomever it is. V'avar alav ruach kina v'kini asishto b'hilonidma. There are obviously two possibilities. Either she became Tamei, she did not become Tamei. Ve'evi ha'ish ha'sishto al ha'koin, and the Torah requires a korban. Ve'evi ha'sh korban ha'alea asiris ha'eva kemach sa'orin. A korban that is brought, asiris ha'eva kemach sa'orin. The reason why sa'orin, you probably are familiar with this. Anyone who knows the distinction between Pesach and Shavuos, what korban is born on Pesach, and what korban is born on Shavuos? On Shavuos we bring the Shtei Alechem, and on Pesach we bring the Omer. The Omer comes from Sorim, and the Shtei Alechem comes from Chitin, because during this period of time we're supposed to be transformed from animals into human beings. Animals eat Sorim, Machal Behema, and human beings eat Chitin. Okay, this is just the Chagav, so Rashi here tells you, Sorim, that she did a Maitse Behema, and therefore the carbon is a Michael Behema. Kemach Sorim. La Yitzak Olav Shemen, the carbon should not be Mehudar with Shemen. The reason is, as Rashi again comments, Sha Shemen Kori Or, he asked the Bachoshech, what she did was done, shall we say, in a veil of darkness. La Yitzak Olav Levona, again Rashi has beautiful drushes, Ki Minchas Kenosu. What is this mincha called? A minchas kenos. Kenos referring to what? That here there are two situations of envy that were generated by her activity. One is the envy of her husband, correct? He's mekani her, that's an obligation that her husband has vis-a-vis his wife, to make sure that his wife, shall we say, does not become a gadabout. And the other, kinos, the kinos of Hashem Yisbarach. That's why Lashon Rabbim is used here. Ki minchas kenosu, minchas zikor maskere sovo. V'hikriv osu ha-koin, v'amidu lefnei Hashem, the koin is makav his mincha. And then, v'lokach ha-koin, mayim kedoshim v'chli choretz, this is well known. He takes water that was niskadesh in a kior. U'min ha-ofar she'iyah b'karka ha-mishkan, and then from the offer of the karka ha-mishkan, yikach ha-koin v'nosan olamoyim. He takes the offer, and obviously it's placed into the water, and then v'hemin ha'koyin es ha'isha l'fnei Hashem u'faras rosh ha'isha. Her hair is uncovered. Again, we're talking about a married woman, and here Chazal derived the Gemara in Ksubis. Rashi quotes it. This is the source that married women, their hair is covered, and for the hair to be uncovered is a gnai, something which is absolutely unconscionable. So here her hair is uncovered. V'nasan al-kapera it's minchas ha'zikaron minchas kenosi. It's called the bitter waters. The reason why they call bitter waters, Hashem Sofam. And then the Torah indicates Rishbi Asa Akoin, the Akoin administers to her a Shmua, and the Shmua is the Amel HaIsha. He tells her Im Lo Shachad Isha Sach, if you didn't have relations with another person, again she's a married woman, to have relations is an act of adultery. Im Lo Satis Tuma Tachas Isheich, He Noki Mimi Amor Ma'ela. Then you are obviously going to be cleansed, as it were. The Me'am Orim will not affect you. However, if you committed an act of adultery, you were unfaithful to your husband, and you're being accused of infidelity, beside your husband, someone else cohabited with you. This is what he tells her. Vishbi HaKoyin Esa Isha B'Shua Sa'ola, V'yama HaKoyin La'Isha Yikin Hashem Osech Le'Ola V'Shua B'Sochamech, V'Seif Hashem Esirechech Nofeles, V'yaz Bitnech Tzoba. This is the result of infidelity. The Torah describes what's going to happen. Uvor HaMayim HaMorim Eilu B'Mayach, Latvos Betev Olam Pil Yorech, V'yamra HaIsha, Amen, Amen. She's mekabel upon herself, Amen Al Ha'Ola, Amen Al Ha'Shua, Amen Mi'Zeh, Amen Mi'Shacher, Amen Shalosatisi Arusa Nesua, Shemes Yavan Knusa, the custom is to Allah Se'el HaKoyim Ba'Sefer, Umachal Me'amorim. As you know, that what happens over here is the woman is given the Mayim HaMorim. However, the Pasuk says there is a Megillah Seita, that's Pasuk of Gimel, and what of course is so striking about what's going to happen here? What is striking in the Parsha of Sota? The most striking aspect of course of the Parsha of Sota is what is going to happen, what's going to be erased? Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is going to be erased. That's an Avera Chamura Ma'od. The Chikas Hashem is a Lav and Chumash. And yet, in order to effect Shalom Bayis, we're willing even to erase the Shem Hashem. And the Torah goes on that V'hishka Sa'isha Smei Amor Mamorim Pasuch Avdali Uvova Amayim Amor Lamorim. And then the Torah continues to describe the Tznufa, and the Torah continues to describe the Kmitza, and finally Chavzayin V'hishka Samayim V'hoysa Nitma if she was Tomei V'atim Omal B'isha, and she in effect was unfaithful to her husband. Uvova Amayim Amor Lamorim B'tzof Savidma. She's becoming distended, and her thigh will fall away, so to speak. If she is innocent, she'll be zeicher. The Gemara in Brachas, you probably are familiar with it. But Chana, threatened, as it were. That's more or less the parsha, and that's what I want to discuss. And you have in front of you a number of Rambans. The first Ramban in Perakei Pasuk Tezvav Lo Yitzak Olam Shemen. The Ramban first refers to Rashi. Rashi comments that the reason why normally a mincha is accompanied by Shemen, here not, because the korban should not be mehudar. We don't want the korban to reflect a hidur because of what she did. Now read the underlying section that I underlined quickly in the Ramban. The Aldas Kolam Beforshim, the fourth line, Ki Minchas Kenos Ulomar Babu Shazos HaMincha Minchas Onesh He grew Ali of Saurim B'lo Shemen Ulavona. Normally a mincha is accompanied by Shemen, by Lavona, frankincense, oil. This mincha is considered to be of a very low nature. It's a Minchas Onesh, and therefore it's not accompanied by Shemen by Lavona. The Rabban continues, Ki HaMincha Asher Askaras V'Ratzon Hashem Bo'as Tzoyil Eschilim B'Shemen Ulavona. A classical mincha comes with Shemen Ulavona, and this does not. Again, I read the Ramban, skipping a little bit, just the underlying section. Ki Minchas Kenosi Lahaski Ravona. The idea is to remember her sin. Ve'inena Roisha Tevi'ena Hi Mishalah. Abu Hu Yakub Mincha Lashem. He offers the mincha to Hashem, Sheikane is kinoso, the income is nigmaso mimeno. That Hashem should be the avenging agent, as it were, if she was unfaithful. V'tama sorim, why sorim, shetia sarat chamat Hashem, chema yotza, sar mitcholel arosh harisha yochol. The sar represents the tempest, the whirlwind, the anger of Hashem is going to devolve upon her. Ukinin tzlil sarim amma begidon, Shepatru also the sign, Huma Rabba Vachem Bikli Cheres, Simon Shetishavek Kikli Yotzer. Just like a piece of pottery can be broken, she will be broken. Vachem Ofer, Ki Ofer He, the Alofer Toshav. So the Ramban here, what he seems to be suggesting is something very fundamental and basic to the Ramban Shita and Kolato Kula. Namely, the Gemara actually uses the expression Simana Milsahi. What does that mean? Simana Milsahi? That very often, and here you find it, and you also find it elsewhere. I think I gave you the classic example that's found in the Chayodam, and also found in the Ramban, the Lechukha, that's next to the Ramban. I quoted here. If you remember, what do we do in Rosh Hashanah time? Based on two Gemaras, based on the Gemara in Hurius and the Gemara in Krisus. On Rosh Hashanah, we go ahead and, for example, dip the apple in the honey. And we do all kinds of other things. Why do we do that? The answer is because we, in effect, are going to, in a symbolic way, do something which hopefully will translate itself in terms of the kind of year we want to have, namely a sweet year, Hashanah Tovah Mesukah. And the Ramban is the one who's responsible for this. Ramban Lech Lecha, the next Ramban, he writes, the famous Ramban, I've quoted this many, many times, Omer Lecha Klal, it's there in front of you, Tavon Osso B'chol HaPashas HaBos B'inyin Avram Yitzhav Yaakov, Hu Inyan Gadol Hizkir Abbasinu B'derech Tzavar Yomru, Kol Mashi'ir L'Avah Simil L'Banim. We usually express it, how? Maitse Avah Simil L'Banim. That which the Avos did become the contours, or, if you will, the outline, the guide, for what's going to be throughout Jewish history. Why did the Torah spend so much time describing the journeys of the Avos and all the wells that they dug and the other events? The Achshav HaChoshev, someone who witnesses or someone who learns these Pashas thinks, what's the point? Why did the Torah spend so much time on what seems to be events that are absolutely without any consequence? Says the Ramban, incorrect. They all come to teach you the future. Now, Ramban expresses it now in the following way. Ki kasher, yavo amikri l'navi, when something happens to a navi, mishloshes o'avos, they were nevi'im, yisboni yimeno hadavah hanik zavah o'zara. What does he see in that? He sees in that action something that augurs the future, a portent for the future. B'daki kol gzerach irin kasher teitzi mikroach gzerach po'al dimyon, ti akzerach miskayemes akol ponim. It's a sign that whatever happened is going to have historical consequences for Klal Yisrael in the future. That's why the Nevi'im did many concrete actions. Just like the stone was thrown into the Euphrates, and Yirmiyahu in effect indicated through this concrete action, so too Babel is going to sink. This is a concrete action that will in effect have portent for the future. And the Ramban gives other examples with Elisha, v'chulu v'chulu. And the last line of the Ramban, ulefikach, hechzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Baretz. Avram Avinu also, we know he walked the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael. V'asol ha-dimyonus v'chol ha-asol v'yasol b'zaro v'ha-bein zeh. Many, many events that took place, and this is exactly what we do on Rosh Hashanah night. If you recall, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah night? We eat a tapuach that is dipped in honey, and we make a bar for eight, we eat a little bit, then we dip it after perhaps, and we say, Yi Ratzon Sheikhara Shaleinu, Shana Tavu Mesukah. Hashem should give us a sweet year. What's that based on? Well, the idea of eating a dog, eating a fish. And we say, Ni El Rosh, V'lo L'Zonav. Let's be at the head and not at the tail. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, and the Chayyadim says it, V'akol V'simin Tov. It's all based on this concept of Simonim Ilsehi. We do Simonim, and we hope these Simonim, Yitzh Hashem, will be translated into reality. Just as the Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, Yishayov, especially you see in the Nevi'im Achronim, they went ahead and did all this Simonim. You understand, I think I mentioned a few times, the Machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, had a view of these Simonim. I believe it's taken literally, which is the position of most Rishonim, with the exception of one, the Rambam. I'm not here to discuss that right now, but the Rambam does not take all these things literally, but most Rishonim do. So here, the Ramban suggests, in the beginning of the Parsha Sota, there are all kinds of simanim. The nature of the karban, of the mincha, that's brought, in effect, is very reflective of what is happening over here. Of the nature of her aveira, and Hashem's, shall we say, reaction and response. Now I continue by referring you to a Mishnah in Saita, famous Mishnah in Dafches, which essentially expresses a similar idea, and the Gemara actually also, I try to underline as much as I could very quickly. Here you have, look at the Mishnah in front of you in Saita. The Hashkocha Pratis is really unbelievable. The Pasha of Sota is based on what principle? The Mishnah tells you. B'midah shada modid ba, modid ba. Which you translate as quid pro quo, tit for tat. What's your translation? Ben, what would you say? This is a very fundamental concept. A person gets what he deserves. You might put it that way. You say that? It's just dessert. B'midah shada modid ba, modid ba. This is a very fundamental concept in halacha. Midah keneged midah. And now the Mishnah goes on to say, he kishta asatma la'avera. What did she do? She adorned herself, and she was involved in some philandering, flirtatious activity. Says the Mishnah, hamakom nivla. So what do we do now? As a response, we are putting her in a state of nivol. Nivol means she does not look very attractive. He gilsa asatma la'avera. She went ahead and revealed herself. Hamakom gila aleha. So too, we now uncover, reveal, as we mentioned before, her hair is uncovered. B'yerech etchila ba'avera etchila ve'achakach habeten. Again, in the course of uncovering herself, it began with the Yerech, went to the Beten, Lefikach, Tiloka Yerech Tchila, Vachakach Beten, Ushar Kol Aguf, Lo Palat. So the Mishnah is telling you the principle of the Midah Shadim Modeid, Modeid in Lo. It's unbelievable. Literally, Midah Keneged Midah. Yeah. The Gemara there says that the Lashon of the Gemara, besides Sarbi Isha Erva, the Gemara says also what you indicated, Gemara Chavdalin, that unquestionably, even without that, you don't need this, they don't tell you that. There's no question that the thigh of a woman is considered to be Erva. The question is exactly where is it? That's Machlokes HaPoskim, in terms of defining it, whether it goes, we know where it begins, but where it goes down to, does it go all the way down to the knee, a little bit beyond the knee, or goes actually beyond that, down to the ankle of a woman. But there's no question that it's considered to be a makom erva, objectively, no doubt about it. This is just another proof to it, but we don't need this as a proof. But there is an Ababanel, I didn't Xerox it for you, but the Ababanel says that this concept of midah keneged midah that the Mishnah writes here in Seder Daf Ches is a tremendous chizuk in our emunah. Because if the onesh that a person were to receive were not matin to the avera, it didn't fit the transgression that a person did, so then a person would come to the following conclusion, that everything is happenstance, that everything is just, shall we say, chaotic, without any kind of design, without any kind of kivun. But the Ababanel says, since if a person does midah keneged midah, that's how Hashem responds, literally down to the very last detail, down to the very last minutia, so a person on the contrary, that is mechazik a person in Zamunah and Hashem is Bach. That's what the Ababanel writes. And therefore, he clearly realizes there's a doctrine called Schad V'Onesh, reward and punishment. A person is rewarded for that which he does, and a person is punished for that which he does. So the whole Pasha of Seita that's being described here is really, in effect, a model, an unbelievable model for this Yisod of Midah Keneged Midah. The Gemara even goes on, I'm not sure I'm going to read the entire Gemara because it's a lengthy piece. The Gemara goes on to describe this Midah Keneged Midah. If you take a look here in the Gemara itself, let's say the last three lines of the first Keta here that I Xeroxed. The Chayn Matzino B'Sota, you see that? Sheva Midah Shemadu Laba Madadu La. He Yomda Pesach Beitzo Lero Slo She appeared in a public kind of way that he should see her. He persolo sudri noyim arosha. She adorned herself by putting on very expensive raiment on her head. He kishtalo paneo, she put on cosmetics. Levikach paneo morikos. He kichlalo eineha, she used makeup in her eyes. Levikach eineha boltos. He killalo esara, levikach koin seiser esara. He harasolo beetza, beetzba, levikach tiporea neishros. And on and on and on. The whole discussion here about what she did, and this is exactly midah kineged midah. The Gemara goes further, actually, on that test. I didn't xerox it for you, but the Gemara says that since she put her eyes on someone that is not roi for her, namely an Adam Zar, she's a married woman. And she set her eyes on someone that clearly she's not permitted to be involved with. So therefore, the Gemara says also we have consequences that are as well, midah kineged midah. Anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning all this is because the Rishonim note that this whole procedure is a very unique one. And basically here you have a litmus test to see whether a woman was neman l'bayla or not. It's unbelievable. It's a miraculous litmus test which tells us whether was she neman, did she commit the transgression, the avera, was she unfaithful, or she was not unfaithful. No, it's really a mofes. It's an unbelievable mess. The Chinuch writes over here, take a look in the last page, Zirax the Chinuch, and the Chinuch says, Shin Samechei. You see that? Shorish mitzvah zu, nigla l'kol roei ha-shemesh, shu shevach gado b'uma, li'ofono tachbula, la'otzi mitoch l'vavenu ha'chshad b'nisholseinu. This is unbelievable, incredible barometer to know whether our wives have been unfaithful to us or not. Well, adas ve'emes im zinza isha tachas bayla lo zinza. Mashi'ev shol kol goy u'mamlocha liyot b'neim kein. No other nation has such a test, has such a litmus test, such a barometer. Only we, Klal Yisrael. V'aleim ne'mar, pasuk mishlei ochla u'mocha tapia v'yomer lo palti oven, ki mi yigala b'noseim ki tiznena v'yal kaloseim ki tinafna. Who can possibly testify against a woman if she did so privately? Who would know? Who would be aware of one's daughters-in-law? The Amenu Niskadish B'Chaldom Shebikdusha, but our nation was sanctified, says the Chinuch. V'Nasal Hakel Mofes Vadas Inyan Zeh Anela Mishar Amen. That which is not revealed to other nations, Hashem Yisbarach gave us the opportunity to have insight. And this is unbelievable. When we talk kach, what will this do? Tis rabbi v'nishle ishto, avim shalom. B'zareinu yeh kadosh. Because by subjecting one's wife to a test which has essentially, who's behind this test? Ribbono shel olam. So clearly, we know with 100% certitude what the story is. And it will lead to avim v'yachla. This is a tremendous miracle. And therefore, the Mishnah writes in Saita Mem Zayin, at one point it stopped. At what point? When the number of philanderers and adulterers just increased to such an extent, that's the last Mishnah Masechet Saita. Shenemar, lo efker al b'nosechem ki tizena, upir shakosu lomar, so this is unbelievable hashgacha of Hashem Yisbarach, an overt nes, an overt miracle, a nes nigla that Hashem Yisbarach performed. And the Ramban, actually, I assume you are aware, the Ramban in Bamidbar, right here, next Ramban, on page number 2, top of the page, Ramban says, "Hinei ein b'chol mishpat ha'Torah dama tole b'nei zulasi ha'inin hazeh shu pela b'nei kavua sheyasa b'Yisrael." There is nothing comparable to this in the entire Torah, to such a miracle, which is a wondrous event. B'yosem ruba mosim etonos shemakom. It's a very important Ramban. If we carry out the ratzon Hashem, as the Chinuch wrote a moment ago, once there were an increase in the number of adulterers and philanderers and flirtatious types, at that point the whole concept of Meisota went down the drain, so to speak. The Ramban continues, was pretty bad. Ki chavet l'man titkov, Hashem Yisbarach is desirous l'yasir ha'noshim shol ta'asena k'zimat yasir ha'amim. He doesn't want Jewish women to rachman l'tzlan, be flirtatious. U'l'nakos Yisrael m'na mamzerus, and God forbid we should not be afflicted with any kind of mamzerus, because a married woman, as you know, if she has a child, after having an affair with a married man, that is mamzerus. In order that we should be worthy of Asherat HaShechina. Ramban refers to the Mishnah at the end of Sota. Why did Hashem do this? Because He wants to ensure the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Obviously, once we have people who are engaged in all kinds of behavior which is absolutely beyond the pale, so at that moment the whole parsha, the whole Mofet loses its value. V'zeh Shomar, got Sukkim, refers to Yishalmi. I'm reading now five lines from the bottom. V'zeh Tam Hashomar, v'nika ish mi'avam, v'zman sha ish minukam mi'avam. This is also the Gemara says that the only time the water will investigate and will see whether the wife is innocent or not is if the husband is menuka. But he himself is a tchatchka. So then, of course, the whole meisota has no impact. First, the husband accuses his wife of being unfaithful. And then, guess what he does? He cohabits with her. So the Gemara says that it doesn't work. Furthermore, if the husband had any kind of interaction, sexual interaction, which was illegal, and I might motivate myself. Even if there's anyone in his family who are, shall we say, sexually active in a way which is interdicted, again, the water would not work. Bottom line, Vaklau, Shunes, the cover of Israel. So this Ramban, to me, has always troubled me. Why? The Ramban's first line was, on top of page 2, Ein b'chol mishpatei ha-Torah, you don't find anywhere else in the Torah, davar toli b'neis, something depending upon a miracle, an overt miracle, with the exception of this, meisota, shu pele b'neis kavua she'yasa b'Yisrael. That's what the Ramban says, and the Hashem Yisbarach, why did he do it? In order that there should be hashuas hashchina b'tochenu. This Ramban, the Pashtus, contradicts another Ramban. Another famous Ramban. They're all famous. The Ramban and Tazria, the one directly below, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem Zayin. You're familiar with this Ramban. Better be familiar with it. The Ramban discusses Nigei Batim. The Ramban talks about Nigoyim, the whole Pashtun Nigoyim. The Torah has how many Nigoyim? Nigei Batim, Nigei Bgodim, and then, of course, Nigei Adam. So, the Ramban writes over there, look in the second Ramban here, page 2. Zeh inenu b'teva klal, v'lahu v'v'olam. This is not something which is a natural phenomenon. V'chei nigi abatim. We ever heard of it? Avu b'yels Yisrael shem b'ashem, when klal Yisrael are what? On the Madrega, yeh ruach Hashem aleim tomid. So then Hashem is brach, shall we say, shines his shechina upon us, v'hamid gufam u'bigdeyem u'bateyem v'mara tov. Then our garments and our houses are in effect ideal. And the moment a Jew commits a sin, what happens? Right away, he knows miyad. How does he know miyad? Yishaver keor b'psoro b'bigdo b'beso. Right away, there's a nega. The Gemara Nerachin. The Gemara tells him the going come because of Lashon Hara. Whole series of averus. Why did the going come? But this incredible ashkocha that a Jew knows miyad what he did, because right away a nega comes in his house, on his garment. On himself, laharof ki Hashem sarmi olav. That teaches him that Hashem obviously has decided to leave him. B'lachen amar akosu v'nasati neged tzoras v'beis eretach uzatzchem. Where does this happen? Ramban Shita, only in Eretz Yisrael. Ki makat Hashem b'vayi sahu. V'hinei inenu noeg elav arot shi nachlas Hashem. This can't take place in Teaneck, New Jersey, or in New York City, or Washington Heights, or Memphis, or in Chicago. Only in Eretz Yisrael. This is Ramban Lishitoso. Because Eretz Yisrael is directly under the Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, Merish Hashanah Lach Rishonah.
והנה איננו נוהג אלו בארץ שנחלת השם כמו שאומר כי סבור לארץ כנען אשר אני נעצר בכם לאחוזו ואין אדום אם נהיוס תוכב אז קרקע אז לא נדעו את מצטטו יש בארץ obviously אבל למנה שלא יבוא העניין ההוא אלו בארץ הנבחרת אשר השם מניח בו תשכם מצליחו כזה השם מתברך השכינות dwells on ארץ ישראל and as I mentioned to you the Ramban called to Sifrei ארץ ישראל אין עשו ולס אובי עבירה. To do an Avera anywhere is a terrible thing, but to do an Avera in Eretz Yisrael is literally in your face, as it were. Because the Shechinah is right here. And reading the Ramban further. He's telling you why the concept of the Goyim only occurred after Kibush V'chiluk of Yahshua. כי אז נסיעש ודייתם עליהם ודעס את השם ותשווה שכינו בתיכון וכן אני חושב בנגע בגודים even though the pasuk the Ramban referred to ניגי בתים there it says בבי סערת אחוזסכם and it doesn't say by ניגי בתים by ניגי בגודים but the Ramban assumes that just as ניגי בתים only apply in Eretz Yisrael so to ניגי בגודים is only Eretz Yisrael and then the Ramban just towards the end I wrote down a few things, and then he says at the end, ki adobanes. So we have a steer in the Ramban. Here he says here, in our parsha, by Mei Saita, ein b'chol mishpite ha-tara, dobo toli b'nes, v'lasi en yazeh. This is the only nes that we have. And he explains why. And yet the Ramban here in Tasviya indicates that we have another nes. Negoyim, the whole parsha of Negoyim, nigi batin, nigi godin, nigi odom. Is not Bedarach HaTeva. Oysu Pela B'Yisrael. I could have quoted to you the Rambam as well, the end of Tumas Saras. Rambam also says, Oysu Pela. It's an unbelievable nest. It's an outright stira. In the Ramban. Furthermore, a second question I would like to ask on the Ramban. And that's the next Ramban. This is the Ramban in, you are probably quite familiar with it. Ramban in a number of places, both in Lech Lecha, it's in Perek Zayin, and the Ramban in the beginning of Vayera, and here I zirak to you the Ramban in Bechukosai, he's talking about the brachas in the Torah. The brachas the Torah tells us at the beginning of Bechukosai, we know those brachas. What are they brachas about? Fecundity of Eretz Yisrael. Fruitfulness of Eretz Yisrael. Correct? Bechukosai tein leichum, v'nasadi gishmeichem v'itam, v'nofna haret zivula, eitzasadi yitem piryo, hisig lachem daish is botzir, uvatzir yasig azora, v'achad lach lechem asova, v'shatim v'vetach v'aratzachem. Imagine that. Being able to live in Eretz Yisrael with a sense of betach, menucha. How would you describe it? Just lying in the sun without a worry, without a fear. Can you imagine such a thing? V'nasata shalom ba'aretz, u'shchavtem ve'en macharid, v'ishbati chayor ra'am et ha'aretz, v'cherev lo'sa b'v'yaretzachem. So the Ramban is very marich, and the Ramban explains in four or five different places, and here's one of them. I'll read part of it. I try to underline it as quickly as I could. He writes these brachas. I'll just translate the Ramban that I did not underline, and then I'll read the Ramban that I underline. Ramban says these brachas essentially that deal with rain and plenty and peace and productivity. Ramban says these brachas are, I read the middle, Batam bezeki abrachas al b'shein nisim hem min anisim an historim shekol ha-torah malaya mehem kasher pirashti. Even the yachid, a chassid, three lines in the bottom, avo elu abrachas shel pasha azol sin klovius ba'am. These are general brachas in klal yisrael ve'en b'yos kol ameinu kulam tzadikim. Our nation, our tzaddikim, v'lekach yaski tomer v'kan ha'aretz, v'nos ha'aretz, levetach b'yartzechem, sholom ba'aretz, min ha'aretz, v'sav b'yartzechem. Of course, where is all this taking place? Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, not in Toronto, and not in Memphis. U'kvar b'yarno, the Ramban continues, ki kolelu ha'brachas kulam nisim, ein b'teva sh'yavo lach shomim v'yasholom lanu min ha'ivim. B'teva, that rain should come, b'ito, that there should be shalom from our enemies. I'm on the next page. That 100 people are going to run and 5 will chase them the way Baruch Hashem we here in Eretz Yisrael was Zochet in all the wars
These are Nisim Tzmidim, where? In Eretz Yisrael. Next line. Aval shetiyya Eretz achas kula, v'yam echad tomi, b'redes hageshem b'ito, v'sova, v'shalva, v'shalom, v'briyas, health and wealth and prosperity and peace, u'gvura, and enemies that are destroyed. That is clearly me'etz Hashem ho'itza kozlos. I'm skipping. V'aklal. Ki b'yos Yisrael shleimim, Rabban says that if Klal Yisrael, if we are shleimim, Hashem will operate with us l'malam b'derech hateva. Not b'derech hateva. Lo begufam, lo ba'artzam, lo bichlalam, lo b'yachad mehem. Yivarech Hashem lachmu meimam, yosef machlam mikirbam. We will literally not be at all subject to any dreadful diseases. Actually, tzarchu l'rofei, we will need a doctor. The Rabban l'shitasam, in the chukosai, Rabban l'scholik at him, in Pesha b'shtayi tzipsochim. ולשתמה בדרך מדרך יפו את כלל כמו שאומר כי אני אשר מופך וכן הוא היה צדיקים ועוד בזמן הנבואה. What would they do? צדיקים. They didn't go to doctors. Whom did they go to? A Navi. And the Navi would tell them, you have this physical problem that corresponds to this spiritual machla. And v'chulu v'chulu. So the second question I have, Ramban again, going back to the Ramban and Sota, אין בכל משפטי התורה דבר תולי בני זולסי עניין הזה. What's all this? Here we have literally Neis, Al-Gabi Neis, Al-Gabi Neis, Al-Gabi Neis, Astira Namban, Astira Namban, that I see. Yes? And the other Rambans? So that is an excellent diuk. Rani Mekabel Oze, Rani Gamken, Rani Roshek Ivanti Ladaikho. Let's read Ramban very carefully. That's a simple terence. That here we're talking about Bechol Mishpite Atera. That's Lashon Ramban. Very meduyak, meduyak lahafli. Mashenki and all the other Rambans have nothing to do with Mishpite Atera. Very good. Beautiful. I don't know if you're familiar, I'm sure you are. The Ramban in general has a shita. And the shita of the Ramban is that what are we trying to do in this world? We're trying to go back to the matzah of Avodah Merishim Kol Machet. That was the ideal, the optimal. The Ramban can say that throughout his Perush Al HaTorah indicates that. And every time a person does an Avera, it obviously negates our ability to go back to Matzah Adam Rishon Kol Machet. That was the matzah where he was Dovek Bashem, Becholiba, Bechol Nafsho, Bechol Meodo. And that's what we would like to get back to. If you're familiar with the Ramban and Nitzavim, of course you are. But the Ramban says in the Pasuk, Umol Hashem Elokecha, Es Lavavcha V'Zalav Zarecha. Milas Halev. Ramban writes over there. Remember that Ramban? He writes in that Pasuk in Nitzavim, Umol Hashem Elokecha, Es Lavavcha V'Zalav Zarecha, V'Yavas Hashem Elokecha, Bechol Lavavcha, Bechol Nafsho, Man Grayecha. So the Ramban explains, what does that mean, circumcising the foreskin of your heart? Here it is. It says the Ramban, זהו שאמרו כל תגמר שבת וקוף דלת הבול התאי מסיין עושו נתיחך שתושב אלה בכל לבבך. You'll return to Hashem and he'll help you. Ramban says because מזמן הבריאה there was בחירה, person could either be a tzadik or a rasha. בכל זמן התורה came אבל היא מויס המשיח. What's going to be the מויס המשיח? We will achieve the ultimate בחירה. What is the ultimate בחירה? To lose our בחירה. Famous Ramban. Tia bechir betov lahem teva. The bechir will be in one direction. We will not even have the ability to choose the nether side of things. Evil, wickedness. It won't be possible. Lo yisav lahem halev l'masheinu roi v'lo yachmot v'klal. That's what the Torah is speaking about, circumcision. To circumcise the foreskin. Ki achenda ve'atay v'or l'alev. Umol halev u shelo yachmot v'lo yisav.
The Yashuv Ha'adam Bismanahu Lasher Hoya Kedim Cheto Shalom Arishon, and will be restored to the matzav of the pristine matzav of Adam Rishon Kedem Achet in Gan Eden. Shoyaitze B'tivo Masheroi Lasos, that he carried out the Ratzon Hashem. V'lohoyalo Mitzono Dava V'Ipucho. The way the Ramban describes in Bereishis, and this is also the Ramban actually refers to a perek in Yirmiyahu Hanavi, perek Lamed Aleph, where the Navi speaks about, this is a perek that Christians, as usual, distorted, distended, misinterpreted. The Navi speaks about a new bris. The Navi speaks about the so-called bris chadasha. And right away, where do they see the Christological interpretations? Obviously, here we have a new covenant. And the Radak on the spot, the old Rishonim point out, Bogdash. Now, if you read the psukim carefully, you see, that's not what the Navi is talking about. The Navi is talking about a renewal of the covenant. But the same covenant that was wrought on Mount Terah, Har Sinai. Not a new covenant, Chas V'Shalom. It's an absolute distortion. It's an absolute, complete, and total distending of the psukim. And the Rabban, he refers to that as well. But the psukim are talking about Bitul Yetzer Hara, V'Asos Halei B'Tivo Maaseh Ha'Ra'ayim. That will do only that which is correct, that which is right. That's the matter of Adam Rishon Kol Machet. But what Josh suggested is 1,000% correct. But perhaps there's another answer to this theorem. This theorem is bothering me for 25 years. Every time I learn Ramban, once again, I ask the theorem, your answer is the partial answer and the correct answer. Perhaps one could suggest something a little bit different, and that is that, notice the language again of the Ramban. It's all Meduyak and Lashon of the Ramban. Here he writes, again on top of page 2, Ein b'chol mishpati ha-Torah davar tala b'nes zulasa inyan hazeh shu'pela b'nes kabua she'yasa b'Yisrael. And then he adds, b'hiyosam rubam osim ritzono shomokom. What does he say? Rubam! In order to be zoicha to make soita, even if only the rov follow the Ratzon Hashem, that's enough. And that is Meduyak and Lashon of the Mishnah at the end of soita. Misherobu hanayafim, once the rov was in the other direction, Pasku made Tzaita. However, what about the other Rambans that I referred you to? Namely, the one in Tasriya. So what exactly is required over there in order to be Zeichet to those unbelievable Oseis and Pilei Aborei? The answer is, it's not enough that Rov of Klal Yisrael should be, shall we say, Beseda, but rather, all of Klal Yisrael. How do I know that? Look at the Ramban in the middle on Tasriya, second line. Avobios Yisrael Shleimin Lashem. Yisrael means all of Klal Yisrael. And so too, the next Ramban, the bottom of page 2, two lines from the bottom, V'hein b'yoyz kol ameinu kulam tzadikim. We'll be zeichet to those brachas tmidiyot only if it's kol ameinu kulam tzadikim. There's also a deal in Lashon Ramban. Anyway, this is really a startling Ramban, and what's amazing, I found the Medrash in Parshas Naso. Rashi actually quotes it. Rashi here in Chumash, in the Parsha of Seita, Rashi says that the Imohos, Haksheros Vatznuas, are called Levona. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Dalet. Ben is familiar with Shir Hashirim. El Givas HaLevona. Or the way the Chinuch writes in Shin Samach Zayin, I believe he says, Rashi quotes it here, this idea of Levona. Vezu Pirsho Midacheyen. Rashi here also, when he mentions in Perakei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'lokach HaKohen Mayim Kedoshim B'Chli Chores. So Rashi says, a very famous Rashi. This Rashi is quoted, of course, at the end of the end of Sefer Shmos. Do you remember the Kior and the Kano? Rashi speaks about Maros Hatovos Asher Tzavu Pesach HaMoed. Do you remember that, Rashi? Of course you do. Let's read the Rashi here, though, just to be on top of this Rashi. Rashi says, Mayim Kedoshim Shekitru Bekiyo, where's the water taken from? It was in Skadish Bekiyo, Lefi Shanasim in the Choshes, Maras Atzovos. Besub Pirsha Midacheim. This woman, she deviated from the path. Show you in the Volos of Balem in Mitzrayim, Tachas HaTapuach. Do you remember that? Pasuk in Shir Shirim? Tachas HaTapuach, or Rartich. In Mitzrayim, you can imagine the state of mind of the men. They were B'Shibud. They were involved in Avodas Perech. How could they possibly have any cheshek to have children? How could they have possibly any desire to sire a new generation? And so Chazal described how the women enticed them. Tachas HaTapuach or Ratich. Maros HaToyves, Asher Tzob B'Pesach HaMoyed. There's a lot to talk about that Rashi. The Rashi is found, you're familiar with the Rashi. Rashi speaks about how those mirrors, at the end of Vayakel, you have Vayakel for a second, paragraph Meches, Pasuches, there it says, Vayas is Kiyah Nechoshes, Vizkana Nechoshes, the Kiyah Vekano, the labor, was made B'maras HaTzovas Asher Tzov Pesach Olmoy, famous Rashi. Look at Rashi over there, B'maras HaTzovas, says Rashi, Perek, Lamed Ches, Pasuches, the end of Parshas Vayakel, Benos Yisrael Hoyu B'yodah Maros, they had mirrors. Sheros Bahem Shem Iskashtos, that they used to, when they adorned themselves, that's how they did it, through the mirror. They have Osim Lo Yitvu B'lohadu L'nidim V'sam Mishkan. They were brought as an adova to the Mishkan. V'yom Moyes Moshe Bahem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what? This is what you contribute to the Mishkan? Something that's used for what? For Yetzer Hara. Neshasim Lo Yetzer Hara. What is the mirror used for? A person goes ahead and decides to, what they say in Yiddish, to be faputzed. You know what faputzed means? Dressed up, adorned, to look very, shall we say, attractive. Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kadol! Accept them, ki elu chaviva lalai min hakel. This is more chavit to me than anything else. Shal yideyem he'emidim anoshim, tzvo yisrael b'yisrael mitzrayim. Shal yu balayim yigeyim b'abodas perach, the husbands were absolutely enervated, drained physically and psychologically, destroyed. Their wives would come and bring them food and drink. They would take these mirrors and they would essentially entice their husbands. And as a result, the husbands actually consorted with their wives, and they gave birth. That's the Maros HaTzobos. And the Kiyah was made out of these Maros. Shehu lasim shalom in Isha Ishto, the Pasha of Saita. Lahashkos, mimayim shebetocha, the Mishakino, the Baila, the Nistero. Viteid alacha, Shein Maros mamish. Rashi brings you the Raya. So I'll let you explain the Bracha, what to say about this. It's unbelievable. A kind of sublimation. Using the Yetzer Hara and how it becomes actually whatever the case is, Rashi comments again in our Pasha, that's what Rashi says in Bamidbar Perakei, Pasuk Zayin. Rashi says that this woman, Pirsha Midakeim, Shehoyu Nivalos Lebalem in Mitzrayim Tachas HaTapuach, and this woman was Mekalka, she was unfaithful, she demonstrated infidelity, therefore she should be, in effect, examined how? With Mayim Kedoshin that comes from the Kiyor that's related to the Maros HaTzovos. And those, basically what we see from this whole Pasha is that Tznius and Shalom Bayis between husband and wife, these are the Amudi HaTovech of Am Yisrael. The cornerstones, the very foundation of what we're all about, and that is the Arevus HaShuas HaShchina. I'll just read you one last thing, which I did not Xerox, but I wrote it down for myself. Aloshen HaRambam, the end of Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam writes based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yudalet, Hoyel the front of Ner, based on Ner Chanukah. Let's say a person has the wherewithal only to afford Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. On Ner based on the Kiddush Hayom or Halachas Neros of Shabbos and Kiddush, which one comes first? Ner based on Kodem. Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shavei Hashem Nimchak like the Shalom Ben Ish Ishto. Because Hashem is willing that his name should be erased to make shalom between husband and wife. The Rambam ends by saying, Godel HaShalom, Shekol HaTorah Nitna Lasa Shalom Ba'ilam.
the end of Hilchos Chanukah. Shalom is the most important midah that one should strive for. Baki Shalom Ratzeyu, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk Shenema Drachei Adachi Noyam V'chol Nisim Aseh Shalom. So unquestionably, we have to strive and cultivate and work hard to bring about Shalom Bayis Ben Ishto Ishto, Shalom Bayis not just in families, Shalom Bayis in our kehilos, in our shuls, in Klal Yisrael, in order that we should be zeche. There's a bracha of the Sifrei. This bracha I saw quoted by the Magen Mishnah at the end of Hilchos Chanukah. The Sifrei says, Gadol HaShalom Shechosmeim Shekol HaBracha Shalom. The end of all the brachas, we know the Berachas Kohanim. What is the end of the Berachas Kohanim? Shalom. Shenema Yisra Hashem Pana Velecha V'yasim Lecha Shalom. This is the Pasha Mei Seita, very beautiful Pasha, and one that underscores the unbelievable Hashkacha of Hashem Yisbarach and the Ratzon of Hashem to dwell amongst Klal Yisrael V'Hashuas Hashchino, and the overt miracles that are involved in this particular process of trying to effect Shalom in Klal Yisrael.